It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My gosh, Pittsburgh sure tops a lot of lists, doesn't it? Add this. Pittsburgh has the fifth highest level of commuting by bike and foot in the nation, according to information compiled by Bike Pittsburgh. It's one more reason to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Pedal Pittsburgh. On Friday, the annual Bike Fest begins with an anniversary celebration, and it's part of the festivities. I'm joined now in Studio A by Scott Bricker, Executive Director of Bike Pittsburgh. Scott, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
How has Pittsburgh's biking community changed since Pedal Pittsburgh was founded back in 1993?
Well, that was a little bit before my time, but I imagine it's just become considerably bigger. Before I was out of high school. I graduated high school in 95 and moved to the city shortly thereafter to go to Carnegie Mellon University. So I wasn't really paying attention to the bike community back then.
You were not biking?
I was biking. So I'm from Chippewa, which is, this is actually a good segue from your last segment. It's an exurb with no sidewalks, no shoulders whatsoever, no bike lanes. So I was really taking my life into my own hands by getting around. But then I moved to the city and bought a bike for the first time as an adult, my sophomore year in college, and it's just it's been great from there.
So as you've watched and driven in this city and watched the growth of the amount of people who take bicycles as their main form of transportation. Is the bike friendliness of this city growing? And if so, is that playing a role in making it a more livable city?
Without a doubt. Just last week, we striped another 3 to 5 miles of bike lanes in three different neighborhoods in the city. Every single year, we get more and more bike racks, more and more people start to ride. And that's really at the essence of why we're hosting Bike Fest for the 9th year and why we took over Pedal Pittsburgh, which is a 20-year-old event. We just want to celebrate the bike community and celebrate Pittsburgh and help contribute to making this city an even more livable place. People are looking to live in places and to visit places that are easy to get around by foot and by bike. And that's what we're really concentrating on for this year's Bike Fest.
And how is Pittsburgh a different city when you're on a bike?
You know, I think every city is a different city when you're on a bike. It's so much easier to notice things. Things aren't speeding by, and you're not just trying to get from point A to point B as quick as possible. And you get to smell the roses while you're getting around. And I think you just see things from a slightly different perspective, and one from a It's a nice community-oriented, human-scale form of transportation.
Now, people driving cars sometimes see someone riding a bike with whom they have to share the road as an annoyance. Are there misconceptions about the cycling community?
I don't know about misconceptions. So I drive a car as well, and I think if you drive a car with the idea in mind that you're going to see people walking and biking and that's part of your normal everyday occurrence, you're going to slow down. You're going to pay attention. You're going to limit your distractions, and you're going to drive with care. Certainly, across the board, pedestrians, bicyclists, drivers, we can all do better. But part of why we're doing Bike Fest and why we host this is to introduce more and more new bicyclists to our mission and help educate them on how best to ride safely.
Are there any improvements that you would like to see made to the city's infrastructure to make it easier on cyclists?
Oh, without a doubt. We're about to launch what we're calling the Better Bikeway Vision, bikeways for everyone in Pittsburgh. So, you know, when you see shared lane markings, the sharrows, streets without bike lanes, it doesn't attract that new rider. It doesn't attract children or elderly people. We want to create a system that works for everyone. And so we, in the next month, we'll be releasing our own master plan for better bikeways in Pittsburgh. And so I'd really like to see the city pursue that style of bicycle infrastructure. If people are familiar who are listening with the green bike lanes on Liberty Avenue in Bloomfield, that's one element of better bikeways, more visible infrastructure, so that people feel safer, and it attracts the attention of motorists and bicyclists and walkers all together.
We're talking with Scott Bricker, Executive Director of Bike Pittsburgh, about biking in Pittsburgh and also the events coming up this week to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Pedal Pittsburgh. Bike Fest is beginning on Friday, and we'll get to some of the events that are happening. But I wanted to ask you about what is happening next year. In 2014, Pittsburgh will join the ranks of cities like Washington, D.C., New York, Boston, Denver. We will have a bike share program here like they do in New York. You even hear David Letterman talk about it in his monologue from time to time. How do you think that the introduction of a bike sharing program will impact the city?
Oh, it's going to impact it. It's going to change the game, actually. It's going to make riding a bike so much more easy and accessible for, to people. You know, a lot of people come here every day for work. It's a pain to bring your bike in. Maybe you're commuting in 20 miles or more. Now everyone will have access to a bicycle, especially in downtown and the East End areas. There's going to be 50 stations and 500 bikes. Working in bicycling into your everyday, you know, going to a meeting across town or going to grab a bite to eat in the Strip District from downtown are now going to be options without having to get in your car and lose your parking space or just deal with the hassle of driving.
And it's a green thing to do.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, we're seeing that replacing car trips, it's contributing to bettering our air quality in the region.
Now, Bike Fest, as you mentioned, has expanded this year. Tell us what has been added to this year's festival. We have about 45 seconds or so here.
Well, first of all, it's now 17 days. We grew it from 10 days. And
We almost doubled it.
And we have over 100 events to choose from. There's something for everyone, from bike-themed movies to combining yoga and bicycling, light-up ride at night. But really, it's going to culminate. It's bookended with two of our biggest events, which is our Bike Fest kickoff party, which is at the Opera in the Strip District. And that's a fundraiser for Bike Pittsburgh. And then finally, it's going to culminate with the 20th anniversary of Pedal Pittsburgh. And there's three rides to choose from there. And there's a ride for all skill levels and conditioning levels.
even yoga and bicycles. So, you know, you want to be careful, though, about doing a yoga pose while you're riding. At least don't do it in traffic.
Not recommended, exactly.
Scott Bricker is Executive Director of Bike Pittsburgh, joining us here in Studio A. Scott, thank you so much. Happy pedaling.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Paul.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.